Just days before a deadline for public input, we're learning more about the preferred alternative for the future of the Waikiki War Memorial Natatorium. State Health Director Bruce Anderson, who grew up swimming in the pool, talks to us about his concerns about the proposed deck. Shoring the structure up may mean driving scores of pilings 65 feet into the reef, and he has concerns about silt in the pool affecting the Marine Conservation District next door.
In the past, we've had concerns about water quality and safety of the pool. It was proposed as an enclosed swimming pool, much the way it was when it was first constructed. And even then, problems with water quality. Turbidity was always high from sediments being stirred up in the pool. And I remember swimming there as a kid, and we never saw the bottom. In fact, it was just a murky pool. The slide and the platforms were what attracted most of the kids and others to the area. And it truly was a nice venue for getting together and enjoying those activities. But it never was a great swimming venue. Even the swimmers I know who swam in the Olympics said it was hard to swim there and it could never see the bottom. Of course, it wouldn't be sanctioned as a competitive pool these days, given that all those pools are freshwater. Saltwater has a different buoyancy and wouldn't be appropriate. In any event, getting back to the most current proposal, it does address some of the issues as it relates to water quality. We wouldn't worry as much about staph infections. It does allow for some open circulation. Actually, it's an elevated pool deck, which allows for water to pass underneath the deck and refresh water in the pool. However, the biggest problem in the past probably would remain, and that is the accumulation of sediment. The pool acts as a sediment catchment basin. When the turbid water gets into that area, it's calm, and all the solids settle out, and you get a layer of sediment. And over the years, in fact, even over the first year or so the pool was in operation, originally it started accumulating and continued throughout the time the pool was there. I see this as an ongoing issue. It would be very hard to clean out the sediment, and it naturally will occur. There's nothing anyone can do about that. It gets stirred up by the surf and comes in and then settles, and that's the way everything works, except that it can't go anywhere because it's settling into a basin that would collect the sediment, and over time it would be suspended anytime it was agitated, which is what happened in the past. So that's the biggest issue. It does not meet our pool rule definition. That was a key issue. We do have specific rules for saltwater swimming pools, which require, among other things, that you be able to see a disc at the bottom of the pool. That would be very difficult with the original proposal, and it's hard to know whether that would have been a problem here. The reason for that is you need to recover someone if they sink and before they drown. In fact, there were at least one death at the old natatorium because they couldn't find the individual until it was too late. So being able to see the bottom is a key safety issue. But as far as water quality goes, it should meet the coastal water quality standards. No reason to think it wouldn't. It would be just as safe to swim there as it would at Kaimana. But the turbidity issue is still going to be a problem as I see it. I think they're going to need to think through that. And I would also question its utility. It's a variant of the old pool that will make it difficult to swim. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to be constructed, but they talked about bars around the perimeter of the pool, which would be presumably to keep sharks and other things that you don't want in a pool out of the pool, and yet allow for water to be circulating. But that seems to be a safety issue in my mind, but that's for others to best determine. There are some issues that need to be looked at, but the key issue for many was whether or not it would meet our swimming pool rule definition, and it does not, and therefore would not be subject to the very stringent standards we have for public swimming pools. It's a very large pool, and even when we had hundreds of kids swimming there, public school children and others swam there regularly, and it would be hard to keep track of where everyone was at any time. And the problem with a pool where you can't see the bottom is if someone gets in trouble and sinks, you're not going to see them and be able to recover them in time. So lifeguards would certainly help to minimize the risk, but they would still be there. And again, I would question the utility of the pool. I remember I actually learned to swim at Kaimana Beach, and the reason for that was it was too dangerous to learn how to swim in the pool. And finally, after we learned how to swim in the ocean, we would have our time in the pool, and we watched very carefully, and by then we were able to swim confidently, and as far as I know, no one got in trouble during those last days of your swimming lessons. But It was not a nice venue for swimming, as it was. I'll add one other item that I think might need to be considered, and that is talking to Bruce Carlson and some of the others who ran the Waikiki Aquarium. That's where they go to catch box jellyfish. They could almost always find them there. They apparently settle to the bottom, and they come up during the full moon, and as we all know, I think it's 6, 7, 8 days, I can't remember exactly when, after the full moon, they're up on the surface where they may get into contact with people swimming. But box jellyfish might be an issue. I don't remember them being a problem back in the when it was pool was used regularly, but things have changed since then. Those sorts of things, I think, need to be investigated more thoroughly. And obviously, we, I think, need to look at alternatives as well. But this pool is not going to violate any of the pool rules that we have because it simply doesn't meet the definition of a public swimming pool. We look at the existing pool now, although it hasn't been maintained in decades, it's full of sand and sediment. I can't see that not continuing to be an issue. It's going to be a huge maintenance problem. Even if it's a soft bottom with beach sand, you know, you're going to have sediment on top of the sand, and there's no way to avoid that. That's going to happen naturally. And I don't know how you could possibly remove that material. I can't think of any mechanical way you could do it that would be effective.
So it's just going to spread out in that area.
Yeah, and again, the risk from a safety standpoint is that silt gets resuspended. That's what happened when people were swimming there in the past. You'd get hundreds of kids in there and others, and they would agitate the sediment, and it would get suspended in the water column, and it was a murky green pool. It looked like pea soup some days. That's probably what will happen again. Maybe not to the same extent, but certainly is an issue that planners need to think about.
Apparently, the proposal calls for putting pilings in along the reef.
No, they have to suspend the pool deck somehow, and I presume they'd be pounding down pilings and then suspending the deck on top of those.
Anything from the health department perspective on that at all?
Well, they would have to. They'd have to implement best management practices during any construction there. Probably put in silt curtains, minimize the amount of sediment, construction debris that would be suspended in the area. The pool area around the pool is a marine protected area. It has the highest levels of protection. We were very concerned when that fishing vessel went aground last year, and it sat there for many months and did have adverse impacts on corals and other things that are in the area. That area is under stress as it is, and any construction activity there would have to implement very stringent measures to prevent any damage to corals and other marine life that's in the vicinity. The point is that area around the natatorium is a very important area from a marine protection standpoint, and any construction activity there would be scrutinized to be sure that it wasn't adversely impacting the nearby environment.
Anderson was also the acting or administrator for the Department of Land and Natural Resources Aquatics Division. He made reference to the fishing vessel, Pacific Paradise, that ran aground at Kaimana Beach last year. This month, the Department of Land and Natural Resources recommended fining the boat owner more than $300,000 because of the damage to the reef.